I want to talk about baptism, what it means to be baptized, and just some more stuff about that. So our scripture reading is from Matthew 3, 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. So endings and beginnings. Every year, we go through a lot of them. Sometimes in our daily lives, you have New Year's, end of a new year, beginning of a new one. We have birthdays, end of a new birth year, into a new one. We have graduations. We have changes in our lives, marriages, everything. There's endings and beginnings everywhere we look and everywhere we are. And these milestones, they're throughout our lives. Great moments of joy, sometimes moments of sadness, but they're always there. One thing ending, another thing beginning, sometimes both at the same time. It's interesting to think of baptism in this context, this endings and beginnings, end of an old life, beginning of a new life. So when we're talking this morning, and hearing the scripture, and hearing the sermon, look back on your own baptisms, or look forward to the future of your baptisms, and think of that as we talk this morning. Some of us see baptism as an end to a life lived without all the knowledge and all the claim of God. Or maybe it's a new beginning for you, the start of a special relationship with God that may be something you hadn't had before, something new. This special relationship, this life lived without, those are the endings, those are the beginnings. And sometimes you may see it as both. And it's easy to look at baptisms. It's easy to look back and think, oh, that was a great moment, but it's just another milestone in my life, another step forward. And that's what it's seen as, another ending and another beginning. But baptism, it's much more than that. It's more than just another milestone of a graduation, a new job, a birthday. It holds significance above all of these. And to understand its full significance, let's look at Jesus' baptism, just like the scripture this morning. So when I first read this, and when I continued to read it, I think, why did Jesus need to be baptized? Jesus of all people, the man who came to earth for our sins, for our grace, for our sins, who didn't sin. Why did he need to be baptized? And John asks a great question here. He says, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? I probably would ask the same thing. Why me? I'm just a man. I'm a sinner along with the people I'm baptizing. And in John's mind, his baptisms, as he said earlier, as Herb explained to us, his baptisms were the forgiveness of sins, the washing away of all sins. And for Jesus, the man who didn't sin, it just didn't make sense to put him in this muddy water, the water where other sins had been washed away, all the people in the bank watching whose sins had been washed. But Jesus, he persists. He says, it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And then Matthew tells us that John consents. Now, apparently, at this point, John understood something, or I don't know exactly what happened, but he understood that Jesus meant business. He was ready to be baptized right then, no matter what John thought. Now, I don't know about you, but it doesn't really make sense either to me. Still doesn't make sense at this point in the scripture. Why does he need to be baptized? What did John understand that I'm not understanding right now? So that's when we get to Matthew saying, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. With this claim from God, suddenly the purpose of the baptism of Jesus is made a lot more clear. This righteousness, which Jesus, he speaks of, is not just a position like a king or a prophet or a priest. It's not a standing that Jesus is seeking before God. He's like, I'm going to be baptized so I'm righteous in the eyes of God. That's not what this was about. Jesus' baptism was about this acceptance into a new life, this symbolism, and this acceptance of discipleship, and this journey he was about to be a part of. Jesus, he's showing his submission and his obedience to God. And his baptism, it wasn't just for himself. It was for all the people standing on the banks of the Jordan River that day. It's for all of us here today, too. Jesus came for all of us. He didn't come just for himself. He was baptized by human hands, by the hands of John, with a clear call to repentance ringing in the background. This is the point of John's baptisms, for repentance, the forgiveness of sins. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to usher in God's new kingdom. He came to bring the good news of forgiveness to everybody, to those same human hands who baptized Jesus and all those in the river, and to those who were being baptized. He was the fruit of the labor. He was what this baptism was about. It was about the forgiveness of sins, which Jesus came for. And again, it wasn't about him. It's all about us. His whole ministry began at this moment. As Herb said, he went into the wilderness after this. And his ministry really began after all these tests. And it's only proper that his baptism would mark, it's not an ending in Jesus' life, but instead, it's a new beginning. A new beginning into this ministry, into this call that Jesus came to earth for. This baptism is an arrival for us as well. It's easy to look at baptism just as that arrival point, just as we're washed of our sins, we're clean, we're scot-free, we got our ticket stamped for heaven, and we're good to go. It's easy to see baptism as that way. But I believe there's more to it than that as well. There's more to it. And it's like Jesus, in his baptism, he helps us understand that. When we look at his life, from the baptism on, even before the baptism, Jesus, he came to be the light in the world, to share the kingdom of God with all. That's what he was born to do, born to die for the forgiveness of sins. And we are called to spread the word of God, to spread the kingdom of God, just like Jesus was. We are called to be a part of the kingdom of God, be a part of Christ's family, be a part of Christ's body, be a part of the work that Jesus came and showed us. Jesus, he came to fulfill God's plan, not his own plan, not our plans, but God's plans. And by looking at his life, we can feel those longings we have. We can see we're hungry. We hunger for something. We look at Jesus' life, we find the answer to what we hunger for. We hunger to be a part of that family, a part of that kingdom, and to share it with everyone around us. In our baptisms, just like Jesus was here, when it said, "This is my son whom I love and with whom I am well pleased," we are claimed by God. We are claimed as a part of the family. And a part of that family means we have a mission. A mission to spread the good news. To spread the good news of God's love. God's love for us. God's claim on us. And God's claim on the world. Our baptisms are a sign of that truth. And sadly, sometimes when we get baptized, we forget that. We move on with our lives. We continue what we were doing. And it's not a big thing. It's just another milestone in our lives. And then we look out in the world. We don't see as much, "I am well pleased, I am happy with you," and happiness. We see a lot of sadness, a lot of anger, a lot of despair. Often we see all these milestones in our life, they're often filled with rejection and anger. Bosses, we get this new job, we're so excited. And the boss comes at us and he is angry, crying at us, yelling at us, telling us we're not doing it right. That big milestone maybe isn't such a big milestone anymore. Perhaps this is some of our experiences. But baptism is more than that. And I believe the whole Christian gospel, it could be summed up in one point through this. When the living God looks at us, God sees us not as we are in ourselves, but as we are in Jesus Christ. It sometimes seems nearly impossible to believe, especially when we look out in the world and see the sadness, the despair, our milestones full of anger and rejection. But in our baptism, this major milestone, above all other milestones in our lives, it's something more. There isn't anger. There is not rejection. Instead, it's a full acceptance into God's family. A full claim by God saying, I love you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I am pleased with you. Welcome. Let's get to work. Baptism, it's not something we do for ourselves. It's something that God does for us. There's nothing we can do to earn it either. It's nothing we can do to get it. It is something that we are given freely by the grace of God. And through that baptism, it's by God. It truly is. You may have a pastor who dunks you in the water, sprinkles you, pours water over you. It's a little more than symbolism. What's really happening is that spiritual acceptance by God, the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove, and God accepting you to his family. God does the baptism, and God does it right. And that's why, especially in the Protestant religions, a lot of religions in America, you get baptized once, because God gets it right the first time, and it's a journey after that. And by believing that and living into that, being filled with the Holy Spirit and with that fire and that passion that we see in Jesus' life, we live up to that call. We live up to what our baptism means to us. When that water washes over our heads, it's that tangible way, that tangible physical show of God's love. It's not just me standing up here and say, God loves you. You feel that with the water washing over you. Symbolism of God's love washing over you, the Holy Spirit encompassing you, becoming a part of you. It shows that claim of God on our lives, incorporates us into the body of Christ, and makes us a fellow servant alongside Jesus. In our baptisms, we become rooted in our identity as Christians. We enter the water as one thing. We come out something entirely different. We come out. It is an end. It is a beginning. It's more than that, though, too. It's an end of an old life and beginning of a new one. A new one in this family and the end of one of our old self, as Paul says. In our baptism, we are called to ministry. And God plants a seed in us. He put it there the minute we were created. The minute we're thought of, he puts a seed in us. That seed is God's grace and love. It's planted in everybody freely. There's nothing you can do about it, and there's no expectation of return. But that seed, it'll grow to be a tiny sapling. But as anybody who gardens, I don't garden very much, so don't quote me on this, but when you water it, it grows better. So that's the water of the baptism, and that seed in our lives. It grows. It grows. It develops our call. It develops our ministry. It develops our relationship with God. It assures our salvation. Because we are baptized, we are doing the ministry of God. We are sharing the kingdom with all and serving others above ourselves. That is the seed. The water is there to water it, and we're to live into that call. Become whatever plant it is that's been planted in us. And calling everyone to be a part of that kingdom, to be a part of that living water, where God's love is, where it can take root, and where it can grow. If you'll pray with me. Lord, again, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for allowing us, thank you for giving us the power to spread your good news. And Lord, thank you for all of our baptisms. And let us not forget that, and what that means to us. That growth, that call to worship, that call to ministry. And Lord, for the three with us today who are about to be baptized this afternoon, teach them to live into that. And allow the church, give us the strength to help push them the right way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.